聚集。他们曾看见他的门徒中有人用俗手，就是没有洗的手吃饭。原来法利赛人和犹太人都拘守古人的遗传，若不仔细洗手就不吃饭。从史上来，若不洗足也不吃饭。还有好些别的规矩，他们历代拘守，就是洗杯啊、罐啊、铜器等物。法利赛人和文士问他说：你的门徒为什么不照古人的遗传，用俗手吃饭呢？耶稣说：以赛亚指着你们假冒为善之人所说的预言是不错的。如经上说：这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。一起祈祷。 Let's pray。 主，我们多谢你给我们今天这个时间去看你的话语。我们求主呢，是用这些你的教导开放我们的心，靠圣灵在我们当中去运行，让我们的心能够是打开给神，是愿意你今天向我们讲说话。都求主呢使用孩子去释放将你的道讲出来的。多谢主听我们祷告，奉主名求， Amen。 我这里先是看到呢这个情况。 So we're going to look first at what's going on in this passage。 我知道呢耶稣呢就还在加利利附近。And we know that Jesus is still in the area of Galilee. 跟住有班的从耶路撒冷上来的一些的法利赛人和文士。And a bunch of Pharisees and scribes came up from Jerusalem. 他应该是专程呢就要来检讨耶稣所做的事。And I believe that they came on purpose to examine and to see what Jesus was doing.但他上来呢就是有一个先入为主觉得要找耶稣的把柄。But they came with an already preconceived conviction and they wanted to find the fault in what Jesus was doing. 于是他 是有一个批评的心来 指出耶稣门徒的错。And so they came with an attitude of criticism and trying to point out a fault that the disciples had.咁我哋知道呢咁样嚟检讨人係错嘅。And you know, that's a wrong attitude and a wrong approach for evaluation. 因为佢已经呢有一个先入为主嘅，佢已经係假设耶稣係错。Because they came with this conviction that he was already wrong, so there's nothing to evaluate if you're already convinced that he's wrong. 跟住第二呢，佢係照一啲嘅遗传呢去按照他的错，不是按照真理来判断他。And then their second fault was that they judged him on tradition and according to their tradition and not according to the Bible. 所以我们知道呢他这样 是有个错误的。但是 我从这一点我们看到呢，批评呢是比鼓励容易，你觉不觉得？ You know, we see thatIt's easier to criticize than it is to encourage. 如果我们是批评人呢，就是好像很爽的。但是鼓励人、欣赏人呢，就很难的。You know, it seems like it's so easy and just to criticize, and it's always so difficult to find things to be encouraging.
但是有些专家说呢，人需要呢一比八的比例呢是需要安慰或者欣赏鼓励多过批评。But they say that we need on a ratio of 1 to 8 more encouragement than we do criticism.
所以如果你用这个比例呢就 去想，你每次要批评一个人的时候呢，你先想到八样东西去欣赏他和赞赏他。
So if you think about that, then before you go and criticize somebody, first think about 8 things that you need to appreciate them for and praise them for.
如果你想到八样东西欣赏对方呢，我想你不会找到那一样批评的东西。 And if you can find eight things to appreciate and be thankful for in the other person, then you'll probably forget about what you're going to criticize.
咁但係呢班嘅法利賽人咧，佢冇按呢個比例咧，佢一嚟先入為主就要批評耶穌。
But these scribes and Pharisees didn't have that mindset, and they came to judge Jesus.
咁啊，猶太人其實佢最重要咧就係兩樣嘢。
You know, there are two things that are most important to the Jewish people.
第一咧就係十戒
，and the first is the Ten Commandments.
第二咧就係摩西五經
，and the second thing is the Pentateuch or the Torah.
咁佢摩西五經你知道創出利民申啊，就係創世記、出埃及記、利民記、民數記、生命記。
You know the Pentateuch or the five books that Moses wrote: the Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
咁呢啲係猶太人係話最重要嘅律法
，and this is what in the Jewish mind is the most important.Law,
但係法利賽人文士嚟批評耶穌唔係按照律法，係按照佢嘅遺傳。
But now they're coming and judging Jesus not according to the law, but according to the tradition.
呢個遺傳咧係幾時開始咧
？And when did this tradition start?
佢就係以色列人去巴比倫被俘虜去巴比倫，喺巴比倫出翻嚟歸回嘅時候，當時文士開始。
And the tradition started when the Jewish people, they were captive in Babylon, they came back to the promised land, and then when they were back established as a nation back in Israel, that's when the scribes started rising up.
咁呢啲文士呢，佢就会睇呢个嘅法律，呢个律法呢，就去按照每一点呢，就去分析好仔细。
And so the scribes, they would then look at the law and they would take it apart and just really and break it down into little pieces and just really dissect it.
跟住呢佢就会搵一啲嘅好仔细好挑剔嘅嘢呢就话要咁样遵守。
And then they would find some really minor issues and they would say that you have to do this and this.
於是呢佢就係分析呢因为我哋人呢就係接觸罪惡嘅時候會被唔乾淨，於是就係要經過一個嘅特別嘅洗禮，一啲洗手嘅方式先至去乾淨。
And so they said that you know when you're out in the world, you know, and you come in contact with sinners, and you're going to get polluted by their sins, so you have to wash in a special way.
於是佢又指出呢個嘅特別嘅洗手嘅方式，先至可以食飯。咁樣洗手嘅方式咧，就係洗乾淨曬呢嘅罪嘅。
And so they had this special way of washing their hands to get rid of the sin that you came in contact with, not to get rid of the germs.
我哋而家就會用洗手液啊，去好多地方用洗手液，去廁所洗手，用番鹼啊，又消毒水咁樣，因為我哋唔想有飛碘係咪？或者 H1N1 啊。
We now go, you know, we use this special sanitation stuff, and you know, we clean our hands. We're doing that because we don't want to get swine flu or something like that. But they were talking about getting polluted by sin.
於是佢嗰個手其實係乾淨，係冇問題，冇細菌，但係佢覺得接觸過一啲嘅罪惡嘅嘢咧，就會害到佢嘅手，就一定要經過呢個手續先至去洗乾淨。
So they weren't talking about being polluted by bacteria. They're talking about Yeah, so you're out in the world and you touch something that's sinful and then that's going to get on you.
例如呢去街市呢买餸俾钱个个老板跟住老板酒足俾你呢佢啲唔系基督徒呢唔系犹太人。於是佢啲钱呢就掂咗呢嗰啲钱系有佢嘅罪喺度。咁你掂到佢嘅钱你有佢嘅罪。於是哎呀有罪洗手洗手洗手。
And so, you know, you go to the market and you go shopping and you give the money for your food and they give you back your change, you know, and he's not a Jew and so his hands are sinful. His money got sinful because he touched it. Then you touched the money. Now you're sinful and, I got to wash my hands.
於是他怎樣洗手呢就要是這樣洗又是這樣有跟住洗完之後水滴落手指跟住又要轉頭這樣洗手
水又要滴落个手腕啊，哇，好复杂，又要咁样捽啊，咁样捽啊，你经过一个嘅程序，好繁复，好拗旧，先至去洗干净。
And so they had this whole procedure, you know, you have to have your hands, your fingers put it down, and you let the water run off that way, and then you have to do it again with your letting the water off your wrists, and then you have to rub them, and you know,
好麻烦啊。It's just so much trouble. 但是人的遗传不是神的道理。
But it's all a tradition, and it's not even in the Bible. It's not from the Word of God.
于是他这样来指证耶稣说耶稣错。
And so they're basing, the accusing Jesus on this basis that he didn't wash his hands.
你看第二节，他们曾看见他的门徒中有人用俗手就是没有洗的手吃饭。
And so they said they saw one time, or one of his disciples, you know, and they didn't wash their hands, and it had nothing to do with anything, except they're just making a big deal out of nothing.
Hi. 他是基本上没什么东西的，他在这里搞，即是，添叔经常说鸡蛋挑骨头，是不是？
那遗传不一定错，但如果我们的遗传呢跟神的道理有冲突，就是不对的。You know, traditions may not be wrong, but if the traditions are in conflict with the Word of God, then maybe they are wrong.
那这里看到他是跟耶稣有个冲突。
And here there's a conflict.
如果你看哥罗西书第二章第八节呢，
Look in Colossians chapter 2 verse 8.
哥罗西书第二章八节是这样讲，你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和 虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
It's warning us against man-made traditions that we should heed the traditions that are not given by God.
From his, to his people.
Now, Jesus didn't answer their question, but he got down on their case.
你看第六节，耶稣怎样答他？马可福音第七章第六节。
Look at what Jesus said in verse 6 of Matthew, Mark chapter 7, verse 6.
耶稣说，以赛亚指着你们的假冒为善之人所说的预言是不错的。
Jesus called them hypocrites. He said, Isaiah said that you hypocrites.
Yeah. 耶稣指住他，
说他假冒为善。大家知不知道什么叫假冒为善？ Do you know what it means to be a hypocrite?
假冒为善呢，就是当时原本一个的字眼呢，就是形容那些演戏的，在剧院里面的，是做戏的。
And a hypocrite was a word used in that old times to about somebody in a theater doing a play.
于是他是用扮演不同的角色，戴一些假面具来扮演不同的角色。
And so they would be, in a play, they'd be acting out different characters and they'd have a mask.
于是今日可能扮演嗰个系奸嘅，听日扮演嗰个系正嘅，系好嘅。
And so one day they're acting as an evil guy, and the next day they're acting as a good guy.
于是喺戏院里边嗰啲嘅即系表演者咧，佢系叫假冒为善，因为佢系冇做自己嘅真相，系用假面具嚟做。
And so those in the theater, they were hypocrites, because they were not acting themselves, they were acting out the parts of other people with a mask.
于是耶稣说他是假冒为善，即是他在这里扮嘢。
And so Jesus said that they're all hypocrites, that they're just acting, they're playing a game.
他是戴假面具 and they're holding a mask, it's not their true face.耶稣说你的假面具假冒为善是不对的。
And Jesus said, acting with a falsy face and pretending is wrong.
很多人都会戴假面具出街，是不是？去扮晒嘢。
And so many people, so many times we just put on a face and we're just acting out and pretending.
扮嘢就系好容易嘅。耶稣话要从真心去爱主。You know, sometimes it's easy to act out, but Jesus wants us to worship Him with a true heart.
因为我哋扮嘢咧，就系、是、耶稣识穿嘅，知道嘅。
And because if we're just acting out the part, Jesus can see right through you.
You know, 耶稣系乜都睇到，佢睇穿晒你嘅心，佢知道晒你嘅谂紧啲乜嘢。
You know, Jesus, He knows everything that you're thinking. He can see right into your heart.
所以你扮咧，你可以呃人，但你呃唔到神。
And so when you're pretending, you can deceive other people, but you can never deceive God.
因为神系睇到晒。Because Jesus sees it all, God sees it all.
那个假冒伪善嘅一个问题呢，就系佢系冇诚心啊。
And you know, a hypocrite, the problem is he doesn't do it from his heart. He's not sincere.
所以耶稣讲过喺马可福音、约翰福音第四章，真正敬拜耶稣系点？真正敬拜神系点样敬拜呢？心灵同埋诚实敬拜神系咪？
So Jesus told us in the book of John chapter 4 that the way to really worship God is to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
我们要用个真心，是一个诚心来敬拜神。
We need to have a true, honest heart as we worship God.
这个法利赛人呢，他是没有这个真心，他在扮紧，即是外表是似爱神，但里面不是。
And so here the Pharisees are pretending, they've got this outer facade, they look like they're worshiping God, but on the inside they're not.
你有没有试过这样的？好像外表是爱神，但里面其实是假的，不是的。
Have you ever been like that? On the outside it looks like you're worshiping God, but on the inside you know you're not.
这个叫假冒伪善的。耶稣是会看到我们的心里面，希望我们的信仰的动机态度都是真是一致。
And Jesus looks at our heart and He wants us to have consistency in our life, that our attitude and our motives in our heart are consistent with our faith.
所以耶稣 是讲到这个嘴信的尊重和这个的心远离神。
And so Jesus said, you know, that they're honoring Him with their lips, but their heart is far from God.
今天你是不是嘴信尊重神，但心远离神呢？
Are you honoring God with your lips today, but your heart is far from Him?
有人可能觉得只是回教会，逢星期日回来敬拜，感谢主，赞美主，但星期一呢就是另一个人。
And some people, you know, they just come to church on Sunday, you know, and they worship God on Sunday and they praise God. But come Monday, you know, they become a different person.
所以他是星期日的基督徒，星期一至星期六呢就是另一个世俗的人。
And so on Sunday, they're a Christian, but on Monday to Saturday, they're somebody else.
这个是假冒伪善。
This is being a hypocrite.
有些人呢就 是做晒那些外表是应该做的事，知道应该行，是就这样行。
And some people know all the things that they should do, and it all looks right, and they know that they should do the right things.
但是他只不过是一个的规定的动作，一个机械式一个的行为。
But it's just, you know, going through the motions like a robot and doing what they're supposed to do.
但心里面不在，
but the heart's not in it.
耶稣是讲这个嘴信的敬拜呢，有点像我今早回教会的时候，在我家对面呢有个庙，那我见到人走过来，一走跟着见到个庙就立刻跟着走开的。
And you know, worshiping God with the lips, or honoring God with his lips, is like this morning when I came to church. There's a temple across the street from our house, and people walk by the temple, and as soon as they see the temple, they go like this, and then they walk out.
那我好多次见到人家这样做的，我心想，这个是真的从心里面敬拜神，因为是一个的好像规定动作，那里有庙就拜拜，走开的。
And oftentimes I see people do that, and I wonder, are they really doing it from their heart? Or is it just a motion that they go through, oh, there's a temple, I have to worship, and then I go on.
即系好多时，我哋系真系犯呢个错，系临急抱佛脚，行事不烧香。
And so often, you know, we are guilty of going through this, committing this crime of that,
You know, we only come to God when we need Him, and when we don't need Him, you know, we put Him on the shelf.
神话我哋唔好用嘴唇嘅敬拜尊重，我哋系有个心远离神，我哋要真系从心里边敬拜神。
Jesus said is warning us, hey, don't just worship God with our lips, but we need and have a heart that's far from it. We need to have our heart close and related and in contact with Jesus.
好似哥罗西书第三章22-24.
And this is like Paul talked about in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 22-24.
Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as man pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that from the Lord you shall receive your reward of inheritance, for you serve the Lord Jesus.
你们作仆人的，要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要全心诚实敬畏主，无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。因为你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉乃是主基督。
我喜欢新译本讲到呢，作事不要只作给人看，像是像那些讨人欢心的一样。
耶稣要我们的心态、我们的动机和我们的行为一致。Jesus wants our attitude and our motives of the heart to be in alignment with our actions.
你今天是不是一个言行一致的人?
Today, are you somebody that speaks and walks the same?
你是不是外表做的那个人和你里面那个人是不是一样?
And are you really the person on the inside that you're pretending to be on the outside?
神是要我们做一个的真诚、坦白的、诚心的人。
You know, God wants us to be an honest person, who's sincere in all of our doings.
其实有个问题不是说有没有浸礼，有没有做一些的仪式，那个问题有没有跟耶稣有个关系。
You know, in reality, it comes down to not...if you've been baptized, not if you go through the motions and come to church and do different things. What it's all about is, do you have a relationship with Jesus?
因为我们可以做很多的仪式，可以按照很多的规矩，是有一个表面上一个宗教的热诚，但可以是很虚假的，是可以没有耶稣的关系。
You know, we can go through all the motions of church. We can have all the trappings of church, and it looks like we're doing all the right things. But we're not having a relationship with God.
我们是需要是跟耶稣做朋友，需要跟耶稣有这个的关系，这个才是重要。
And the most important thing is that we are a friend with Jesus, that we have a relationship with Him. That is the important thing.
如果我们跟耶稣有这个的关系，我们跟耶稣建立这个友谊，我们做其他事呢，就会是很自然，由我们的心流出来。
And if we have that relationship with God, then all the other things will come as a natural flow from our life.
但如果我们没有这个的关系呢，我们只做一些的动作呢，规定的动作，到时到后是这样，就好像拜神一样，八月十五就烧这些的，就一号就要做那些的。
And if we just have it going through the motions, it's like worshiping the idols the same, you know, and on the 15th, you know, we have to burn this, and on that day, we have to go and do this, and, you know.
其实机械式的宗教呢是很容易的。
You know, actually, the robotic type of spiritual life is very easy.
因为你有个规定的，一定要一、二、三、四，那么做了之后搞定。
Because a mechanical relationship, religion, you know, you have to do it. You go one, two, three, four, and you do all these things. Okay, I'm done. It's finished. 你做咗你要做嘅嘢，搞掂咗就可以系做自己嘅。
Because after you finish doing what you have to do, then you can go and do what you want to do, your own stuff.
但我哋讲同神有个关系咧，系冇一二三四，系一个24小时每一日一个嘅生命嘅。
But when we talk about a relationship with God, we're not going through the motions of 1, 2, 3, and 4. We're talking about a 24-hour day, every day, a relationship of following Jesus.
So, 完全两样嘢嘅，有生命，有关系，系难好多嘅。
And to have a relationship with Jesus is harder and more difficult because you have to do it all the time.
因为耶稣要你时时去做。所以有啲人话啊，信耶稣系容易嘅，唔使拜神，唔使咁麻烦，但系要攞个心出嚟嘛。啊
，But you know, believing in Jesus, some people say, "Oh, it's easy to believe in Jesus because now I don't have to worship the idols and do all that stuff, you know, at the appointed time." But in reality, you have to do it from your heart.
唔知有几多个以前拜神咧，会烧香嘅时候，真系心里边话谂啊，我好喜欢你，我好爱你，感谢你。
How many used to worship and burn the incense to the idol would do it and say while you're burning the incense, say, "Oh, I love you, I love you, oh, I worship you so much."
冇系咪？就是、一个规定动作，拜一拜拜，搞掂咗，感谢主，冇感谢主啊，好彩搞掂咗。
You know, you burn the incense and you say, "Okay, now it's finished, it's done. I don't have to worry about it again until tomorrow." Yeah,
系好有分别。耶稣话我哋嘅生命唔系咁样。
Jesus said, "That's not the way it should be."
Now, 睇第八节。
Look what Jesus said in verse 8.
你们是离弃神的诫命，拘守人嘅遗传，又说你们诚然是废弃神的诫命。要守自己的遗传
，verse 8 and 9。
佢哋嘅错咧就系守人嘅遗传，唔遵守神嘅道。
And so they were guilty of following traditions and not following God's word。
那个遗传就系要咁样就系咁样，但系神嘅话语就唔使理。
And so they're doing all the traditional things and not even thinking about what the Bible truly said.
佢咁样就系离弃神嘅道。
And in doing that, then they're walking away from what God said.
有啲教会都系有呢个错。
And sometimes even in the church, you know, we can make this mistake.
我以前咧，我喺澳门一间教会，我着凉鞋翻嚟。一入门口被人闹，话：喂，你唔准着凉鞋翻教会啊！唔尊重神，你要翻去换对皮鞋。
And you know, one time I went to a church in Macau and wearing sandals, and as soon as I walked in the door, they said, "You can't wear sandals at church. You're dishonoring God. Go home and put on some shoes."
啊，咁我问佢喎，哇，出边成条街啲人系全部都系着凉鞋喎，点解唔得喎？
And I said, "Well, everyone out on the streets wearing sandals. I thought that's what you wear here."
唔得。如果那些人信耶稣的叫他回教会他没有鞋那怎么办呢
And I said, "Well, if those people out there become a Christian and don't have shoes and they come to church, what are you going to do?"
叫他买咯，他要尊重神嘛。
And the guy said, "Tell them to buy shoes so they can honor God."
跟着我问他，耶稣圣经时代不是穿凉鞋吗？
And I said, "Didn't Jesus wear sandals in the Bible?"
但我们的遗传，我们有这些，我们的呢啲嘅观点系影响到我哋嘛
？And so often our tradition, these attitudes, these concepts, they influence us so much.
耶稣话唔好理呢啲嘅包装，要真心去爱耶稣。
And Jesus is telling us, "Don't worry about all these things. Just worship God from your heart."
呢个系重要嘅。That's the important thing, is having Jesus in your heart.当你遵守遗传，会远离神嘅道，慢慢咧，你会系废弃神嘅道。
And as you follow tradition and start to depart from the Word of God, after a time, you then make the Word of God of none effect in your life.
佢就系一个向下漩涡， 一步转咯，转咯，转咯。It's a downward spiral as you get further and further away from the Word of God. The Word of God loses its power in your life.
当你越来越远离神嘅话语嘅时候咧，神嘅话语越来越冇力去影响你嘅生命。
这个废弃神嘅话咧，就系犹太人做嘅。系跟住我哋睇到第十节咧，耶稣指出佢嘅错。
And they made the word of God of none effect. And in verse 10 to 12, Jesus talks about it.
摩西说，当孝敬父母，又说咒诅父母的，必致死他。你们倒说，人若对父母说，我所当奉献给你的，已经作了割耳板，以后你们就不用他在奉养父母。
嗱，呢个经文咧，可能我哋睇到觉得哇奇怪，咩叫割耳板啊
？And maybe you look at this verse and you say, what is this talking about? Korban? I've never heard that before.
割耳板就系当时一个嘅名称，就系讲到，当你奉献一样嘢俾神嘅时候咧，嗰样嘢咧就系俾咗神咧，唔可以俾其他。
And Korban is when you, and back then, when they took one of their possessions and they said they offered it to God, then it was given to God and it's holy and you cannot give it to anybody else.
於是割耳板呢，即如果是錢呢、物品呢、或者物料呢，奉獻咗俾神，是一個禮物俾神呢，就是神聖。
And so whether it's money, possessions, an article or something, and you say it's korban, it's given to God, it's a gift to God, and it's holy.
咁你唔可以随便攞送俾神嘅嘢咧，去俾其他人啊嘛。
And you cannot take things that you've given to God and then give them to other people, right?
於是咧，法利賽人有呢一個嘅錯誤，因為如果佢話呢個送俾神咧，就算冇真係拎去聖殿嘅時候，都係屬於神喎。
Because even if they said it was korban, and even if they didn't take it to the temple and give it, they say, this is korban, it's still given to God.
So the Pharisees had this fault. 法利賽人會咁樣做。佢話：我係法利賽人，我出嚟係侍奉神，我係屬於神嘅人，我所有一切都係割耳板，我所擁有係割耳板，我係獻俾神嘅神嘅禮物。
And so the Pharisees would say, I am dedicated myself to God. Everything that I own is God's. I am offering as a gift to God. So all of my possessions are God's.
那他这样做呢，即是说他父母不用理嘛。因为他的钱，他的东西呢，是给了神的，怎么给父母嘛。
And because they do that, then they don't have to take care of their parents because everything that they gave is already given to God. So how can they give what they gave to God to their parents?
于是因为这样呢，他不用照顾他老人家。
And because of that, they didn't have to take care of their old parents.
他将神的话语，要孝敬父母，照顾父母，那个的命令弯曲了，还有废去了。
And so they just wiped out that requirement in the Old Testament where they were to honor their parents, and they got out of it by saying, it's all given to God.
是不是很奸啊？
是
即是这个叫做什么玩法律啦，是不是
That's like finding loopholes in the law.
他是应该最爱神，应该最能够呢，就 是做神喜欢的事，但是反而他用法律呢，就是找一些方法可以是直接搏啊。
And so they should be the ones that are really serving God and doing the most to be what do what's honoring to God, and yet they're finding loopholes in the law so that they can get out of it.
你会不会这样？
Do you do things like that?
可能我们没有这个割耳板这样东西，但可能有其他东西。哎呀，如果我是这样奉献多少，或者我是一个月回教会多少次呢，就好像打了卡呢，就搞定了呢，就跟神说神我定了啦，或者这些我奉献给神就不用那里就度下度下度下。
Have you ever gone through these things, you know, you say, well, maybe if I give this much in my offering, or maybe if I go to church so many times this month, and, you know, I've done my time, I've put in my time slot, and then, you know, I do this, maybe God will honor me in this way, and I do that. 好似我哋同神玩紧游戏，计算紧咧，点点点点点。哦，如果你唔系从心里边做咧，神话不如冇做。
You know, Jesus said, "If you're not doing it from your heart, then don't do it." 耶稣想我哋系从心里边系因为我哋喜欢，因为我哋爱主就去做嘅。
And Jesus wants us to do it from our heart because we love God and we enjoy doing things for God.
所以耶稣话：你系假冒为善，你将你离弃神嘅道，你系废弃神嘅道。
And so Jesus said, "You are hypocrites. You have left the word of God and you have made the word of God none effect."
哇，好严重哦！That's a very serious thing that they did. 十三节 ，look in verse 13， 这就是你们圣节遗传废了神的道，你们还做许多这样的事。
So here the Korban was just one example of the many things that they were doing.
那耶稣是登山部分呢，马太福音第五章到第八章呢，耶稣讲好多咩叫真正爱神跟随神嘅嘢。
Now Jesus talked on the Sermon of the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 8. He talked about many things of what it's like to have true relationship with him.
如果你睇到马太福音第五章至到第八章，你会睇到好耶稣话我哋听咩叫罪。
And if you look in these verses, in these chapters, and you see Jesus talking about what sin is,
你会发现到好奇妙啊！耶稣讲心啊
，and you see that Jesus is always talking about what's in the heart。
你睇下耶稣话律法讲。杀人是不对，我告诉你，恨人，心里面生一个人，就等于杀他一样。
And Jesus said, the law says, it's thou shalt not kill. But I say, if you look at somebody and you have anger in your heart, you've killed them in your heart.
耶稣讲到奸淫，不可奸淫。但我说，如果你心里面见到异性，我想可能同性都是。心里面动乱，你就是同他发奸淫。
And Jesus said, the law says, thou shalt not commit adultery, but I say, if you look at somebody and have lust in your heart, then you have committed adultery with him in your heart.
耶稣就讲全部嘢都是心里面的。
And Jesus is talking about everything that's in his heart.
他由头到尾都是讲我们的心。
And he's always talking about the heart.
弟兄姊妹，今日喺你心里边有啲乜嘢喺度嘅？你话偷钱，我冇偷过钱，但你有冇贪心过啦
？You say I've never stolen anything, but are you ever greedy？
我冇杀过人，但你有冇捞过人呢
？I've never killed somebody, but have you been angry at somebody？
我冇犯过奸淫啊，牧师，但你有冇睇咸湿书、睇咸湿电影？
I've never committed adultery, Pastor, but have you ever looked at pornography?
耶稣讲过心啊
，and Jesus is always talking about the heart.
我哋唔系一个假冒，一个外表似基督徒，但心里边系污秽。
We cannot be an outside Christian where the heart is filthy and polluted.
耶稣要我哋心同埋我哋外表系一致嘅。
Jesus wants our heart and our outside exterior to be the same.
记唔记得旧约圣经巴兰嘅故事
？Do you remember Balaam from the Old Testament？
巴兰系一个好有趣嘅人
，He's a very interesting character。
佢就系、皇帝咧就要俾钱，佢就咒咗以色列人。
And the king wanted to give him money so he could curse the children of Israel。
佢就系、唔想去又想去。神又唔俾佢去，又俾佢去。You know, he wanted to go, he didn't want to go. God didn't let him go, and then he let him go. 佢坐个驴仔又要去咧，就跟住个驴仔咧就同佢讲话咧，因为神有个天使要斩佢，记唔记得
？You know, he was on his donkey and he was going to go, and the donkey started talking to him because the angel was going to kill him.
系咪？
因为觉得哇，咁做紧啲乜嘢事，发生紧咩事？跟住去揾个皇帝咧，皇帝话你咒咗佢，但系佢唔可以咒咗，只可以祝福。And then he came to the king, you know, and the king said, curse these people for me. And he couldn't curse them. All he could do is bless them. 跟住佢祝福佢一次、两次、三次 ，and then he blessed them, you know, three times. 但系跟住圣经我哋睇到咧，神叫我哋唔好行巴兰嘅道，因为巴兰做错。And then we read in the Bible, it says, don't go in the way of Balaam because Balaam went the wrong way. 我哋睇晒个经文话拗晒头，发生咩事？佢祝福人，佢做到神要佢做嘅。And then you read the Bible and say, this doesn't make sense. He did everything God told him to do. 但你未睇完喎。完咗之后佢冇咒咗呢班人。跟住佢諗到计。佢諗到呢啊如我咒唔到佢我唔可以拦咗佢。不过我諗到个计。叫啲米甸嘅女子就同以色列嘅男子係勾引佢呢佢以色列人自己会犯错，神自己会惩罚。And then he came up with a plan. And he said, "I know how to do it. Get the Midian girls to go and be sensuous, and get the guys, and then the Jewish guys they'll commit sin themselves, and then God will punish them." 於是佢將呢個計俾皇帝聽，皇帝俾錢佢。以色列人真係犯錯，但係因為巴蘭嘅計。And so he told this plan to the king. The king gave him money. The children of Israel did it. God punished them. But it was Balaam's plan.
即咩意思啊？巴兰表面上嘅做足神要佢做嘅嘢，但系心里边一路计算紧我可以做啲乜嘢系绝过神嘅计划。
And so here he is, this guy. He's doing everything on the surface that God told him to do. But in his heart, he's planning and conniving. Now, how can I get around this? How can I get the king's money?
佢想要皇帝嗰啲钱啊嘛，
所以佢系表面上系信服神，心里边系唔服。And so on the outside he's following and serving God, on the inside he's not。系一个非常之好嘅例子，一个假冒伪善嘅人。And it's a great example of what it is to be a hypocrite。
好可怕系咪 ？It's very scary。
睇十四节至到十六节 ，Look in verse 14 to verse 16。耶稣又叫众人来对他们说：你们都要听我的话，也要明白，从外面进去的不能污秽人，唯有从里面出来的乃能污秽人。有古管在此，有耳可听的就应当听。
呢个耶稣讲一个非常之革命性嘅说话。
You know, here Jesus is saying something that is extremely revolutionary at the time. 犹太人咧，佢系有好多嘅规矩，系一啲可以食，一啲唔可以食嘅嘢。You know, the Jewish people they had all these regulations on what they could eat and what they cannot eat. 佢唔食得猪肉，唔食得猪红，唔食得虾蟹。You know, they couldn't eat pork, they couldn't eat blood, they couldn't eat crab and shrimp.唔食得蛇嘅，唔可以食蛇根啊嘛。They couldn't eat snake soup or any of that stuff, you know. 佢好多嘢唔准食嘅，但系可以食蝗虫。They could eat grasshoppers, you know. 佢好计较喎，食啲乜唔准食啲乜。They were very careful about what they could and couldn't eat.
曾经喺耶稣之前，一百年度咧，有几千个犹太人因为。王希列王要佢全部食猪肉，佢唔肯食猪肉就全部杀晒。
You know, just about 100 years before the time of Christ, there were like 5,000 Jews who, under Artaxerxes, one of the Greek kings at the time, that he killed them all, 5,000 of them, because they all they had to do was eat pork, and they refused to eat pork, and so they all got killed, martyred.
佢就绝对咧听到咧，即系口里边进入唔会污秽人咧，犹太人啊好气愤咧，冇可能嘅。
And when Jesus said, things that go into your mouth are not going to pollute you, when the Jewish people hear that, they're going to get very angry with that.
好革命性的。It's very revolutionary what Jesus is saying here. 但耶稣的意思很有道理。
But what Jesus is saying has a lot of truth to it.
因为是我们吃的东西，吃的东西入到我们口，落到个肚，跟着排泄出来。
Because what we eat, it goes in our mouth,It goes in our stomach and then it goes out.
即係身體上有影響，對靈魂冇影響。And it has an effect on your body, but it will not have an effect on your spirit.
你睇十七節至到十九節 ，Look what Jesus said in verse 17 to 19。耶穌離開眾人，進了屋子，門徒問他這個比喻嘅意思。耶穌對他們說：你們也是這樣不明白嗎？岂不曉得飯從外面進入的，不能污穢人，因為不是入他的心，乃是入他的肚腹，又落在謀刺裏。這是說各样的食物都是洁净的，
系咪？食得嘅唔会影响你嘅犯罪嘅。Now what you eat is not going to cause you to sin。
嗱，当然如果你吸毒啊、食烟啊、饮酒嗰啲咧，你入到口系咪污秽你咧 ？Let's say if you take drugs and you smoke and you drinking alcohol, is that going to pollute you？
可能你咁样做咧。是因为个心里面已经有问题，所以你做这些动作，不是因为做了这些影响了个心先，是调转了。
And maybe you're doing those things because your heart's already polluted, and so you're doing these actions. It's not because you did these actions that polluted your heart.
是吧？所以耶稣在这里讲的心和口，嘴唇的不会影响我们，不用干净，手呢不会影响我们的灵魂。
And so our lips, our mouth, not washing our hands is not going to pollute our spirit.
但是耶稣是很强调呢，另一样嘢系个心。
But Jesus is emphasizing the heart.
那我想话你听，口进去呢唔一定污秽你，但我可以肯定，眼进去就可能污秽你。
I want to emphasize one point that going in the mouth may not pollute you, but if it goes in your eyes, it will.
有啲咩事眼进去呢？What goes in our eyes? 八卦周刊、咸湿书、唔洁净嗰啲嘢嘅。
What goes in our eyes? Pornography, gossip, reading those tabloids and things like that.
嗰啲嘢会影响你心喎。
That stuff's going to pollute you.
睇啲聖經咧，係入眼，係影響心。
If you read the Bible, it goes in your eyes. It's going to affect your heart.
睇嗰啲嘅愛情小説咧，入到個眼，可能破壞你心。
If you just read those romantic novels, you know they'll go in your eyes, but they might destroy your heart.
或者睇嗰啲電視劇咧，點樣去即係大魚食細魚，點樣爭啊？點樣去同人哋
And then you watch these TV shows, you know, and learn how to, you know, just be getting at everybody. And
耶穌係講個心啊嘛，我哋要保護個心。
Jesus is talking about our heart. We have to be careful with our heart.
好快完成，我哋睇二十節至到二十三。
Let's look at verse 20 to verse 23.
而家耶穌一刀。一針見血
，Jesus, you know, gets right and draws blood with this.
又說從人裏面出來的乃隨能污穢人，因為從裏面就是從人心裏發出惡念，
觸及偷盜、兇殺、奸淫、貪禁、邪惡、詭詐、淫蕩、妒忌、綁族、驕傲。狂傲，这一切的恶都是从里面出来的，且能污秽人。
洗手唔洗手系唔系咁紧要嘛？系心里边嗰啲嘢先紧要。
And washing your hands is not that big of a deal. It's what's in your heart that's important.
今日喺你心里边有冇呢啲嘅恶行啊
？Do you have these things in your heart today?
我有冇一啲嘅虚假、假冒为善嘅行为
？Do you have this hypocritical attitude, or these? Are you just playing the game, putting on a facade today?
耶稣指出呢啲嘅罪，因为呢啲先系紧要，影响我哋嘅。
And Jesus pointed out these sins because these are the things that are important that are affecting us. 我冇杀人，但我嬲人。I've never committed murder, but I've been angry at people.
我冇犯过奸淫，但我心里边系犯过奸淫。
I've never committed adultery, but in my heart I have.
我冇做偷嘢嘅，但我心里边贪心过。
And I've never stolen, but I've stolen things in my heart with greed.
我谂你都系嘅，我系我谂你都系嘅。如果你话唔系，我话你讲大话嘅。
I know I've done these things, and I assume that you've done them too, because I've done them. If you say you haven't done them, I assume you're telling a lie.
因为人系人啊嘛，我哋个个都有呢啲问题。耶稣唔要我哋就系扮到咧，我好虔诚，我好爱主，但系心里边污秽啊嘛。
And Jesus doesn't want us to put on a show and pretend that we're okay when we're all filthy inside.
呢度睇人嘅遗传同埋神嘅真理嘅分别。
And here we see following God's ways and following traditions, man's ways are different.
人嘅遗传呢系外表嘅，系捆绑嘅。
And man's traditions are outward forms of bondage.
神嘅真理呢就系里边嘅有信心有释放。
God's truth is inward faith of liberty.
人嘅遗传呢，就系有规条；神嘅真理呢，系有原则。
Man's traditions are trifling rules. God's truth are fundamental principles.
人嘅遗传呢，外表嘅虔诚；神嘅真理呢，就系真正内心嘅圣洁。
Man's traditions are outward piety. God's truth is inward holiness.
人嘅遗传呢，就系忽略圣经同埋取代神嘅话；神嘅真理呢，系尊重圣经同埋跟随神嘅话。
Man's traditions neglect the word of God and replace the word of God. God's truth exalts the word of God in our lives.
今日你系跟住人嘅遗传，定系跟住神嘅真理啊？在最后呢，我想看诗篇五十一篇。
And in closing, the last thing we want to look at is Psalms 51.
因为大卫发现到他有这个问题，他是心里面污秽，他需要得洁净。
Because David, King David, when he discovered that there is evil in his heart, he wanted to cleanse his heart.
于是他跟神祷告，他用诗篇五十一篇来祷告。靠神洁净佢心。
And so in Psalms 51, he asked and prayed that God would cleanse his heart.
佢说神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜悯我，怜恤我，按你丰盛的慈爱涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并洁除我的罪，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。我是在罪孽里生的，我在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。你所喜爱的是来女诚实，你在我隐密处必使我得智慧。求你用牛虱草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，使我所严压伤的骨头可以踊跃。求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。神啊，求你为我做清洁的心，使我里面有重新有正直的灵。不要丢弃我，使我离弃你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。求你使我认得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归信你。
弟兄姊妹，如果你发现到你有这个的嘴信的尊重是心远离神的问题，
And if you've discovered in your life that you are honoring God with your lips but your heart is distant，
如果你发现到你跟着一些的外表一些的规条，但你是远离神的道，
If you've discovered that you're just following traditions or going through the motions and yet you've left the word of God，
如果你发现到外面影响到你，但不是心里面影响你，
And if you're being influenced by outside things and not by the heart，
可能你需要向神祷告，好像大卫咁。
Maybe you need to come to God in prayer like David。
诗篇51篇是一个非常之好的认罪的祷告。
And Psalms 51 is a wonderful prayer of repentance.
我们求神监察我们的心，求神改变我们的心。
And as we ask God to search our heart and to change our heart.
因为有时呢，自己都不知道自己的心，是不是？
Because so often we don't even know what's in our own heart.
很多时呢，我们是都不知道自己想怎。
And so many times we don't even know what we want to be doing.
所以愿神呢帮到我们是有这个 的心去跟随主。我们一起低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
主，我们多谢你。